Anyone willing to turn over control of a $200,000 Toyota Land Cruiser, converted from a diesel engine to lithium-ion battery power, to politicians eager to go for a spin as someone who has supreme faith in their staff to assess and address any potential catastrophe. Thankfully, for North Bay's Miller Technology and the purchaser of the underground mining vehicle, Alamos Gold Inc., all major crises were averted as Nipissing Timiskaming MP Anthony Rota and Nipissing MPP Vic Fedeli gleefully tested the ultra-quiet underground mining vehicle, see gallery above, under their watchful eye, Friday. The sale of the revamped and multi-use Toyota Land Cruiser to Alamos for use at the company's Matachewan-based Young Davidson Underground Gold Mine is the company's first of this model and what Miller Technology officials hope will be many electric battery conversion jobs for which they are commissioned. Miller has been designing and fabricating custom utility vehicles for underground mining, specializing in underground transport and infrastructure support. The Miller electric vehicles are billed as good for the environment and even better for your bottom line, with lowered emissions, no diesel costs, and fewer moving parts to repair and replace. The company promises the vehicles are durable above or below ground and says the investment by Alamos to operate the Land Cruiser in a northern climate speaks to its reliability. CEO Dan Batchen says, Miller Technology has a long history of producing reliable utility vehicles for the mining sector, and the electric vehicles we are starting to roll out will help lower diesel and carbon emissions in mining and keep Northern Ontario a leader in battery electric vehicles in mining. Miller is counting on electric vehicle usage to spread in the mining industry and has plans to expand by converting vehicles for use in the forestry sector, and for several applications at airports. The company has been perfecting its approach to electric vehicles since 2015. Besides the Land Cruiser, Miller initially offered its electric relay platform model and is planning to offer an electric grader next. The delivery of this vehicle marks a huge step forward for us and mining toward a more environmentally friendly industry, says Hugh McDermid, Miller's vice president of operations. The company will continue to offer diesel vehicles to buyers, and McDermid acknowledges the transition will be gradual, necessitating a hybrid approach of diesel and electric battery vehicle usage and purchase to fulfill the needs of both manufacturer and client. The supply of the Ionic Drive System vehicle to Alamos Gold firmly establishes Miller Technology as an industry leader in the electric vehicle field, McDermid notes. It positions Alamos Gold and the Young Davidson Mine as leaders in their field, allowing them to realize the benefits of vehicle electrification, including a safer work environment for their employees, lower maintenance costs, and an overall reduced environmental impact on their operations. Later, McDermid adds Miller is happy to work with anyone and everyone on their pursuit of zero emissions underground. As the provincial government has set its sights on expanding Ontario's role in battery production and electric vehicle manufacturing, some wonder how green this evolving technology really is, especially as it pertains to end-of-life battery disposal. We're at the first step in the process, McDermid says, hearing the detractors. The internal combustion engine has been around for over 100 years, and we're really at the starting point for battery electric. We have partners we are working with on battery recycling facilities. There are some companies in Ontario that will take those batteries and essentially disassemble them and recycle the base materials. Then they would then essentially go back into the supply chain and make new batteries. Earlier this week, Nipissing MPP Vic Fedeli announced the Ontario government is providing $142,500 through the Ontario Automotive Modernization Program, OAMP, to support Miller Technology and to help the company boost its productivity and bolster its competitiveness in the industry. Miller Technology aims to grow its mining division and expand its auto sector businesses by increasing production to bring more battery electric vehicles to the market each year. The project will create 6 jobs. Through the OAMP program, our government is continuing to help small and medium-sized auto sector suppliers make Ontario a world leader in the future of auto manufacturing, says Fedeli. It's amazing to see this local company invest in new technology, in particular, new electric vehicle projects, and increase their market share while creating good jobs in North Bay and across Ontario. Miller Technology is appreciative of our recent approval for funding by the Ontario Automotive Modernization Program, OAMP, and we want to thank the Ministry of Economic Development, Job Creation and Trade for this support, says Batchand. We also want to thank the Automotive Parts Manufacturers Association and the Ontario government for having the vision to set up the OAMP funding, continues Batchand. The new software we are installing will increase our manufacturing capacity and efficiencies, particularly as it relates to our battery electric vehicles, and lead to more sales, exports and jobs at our facility in North Bay. The $22 million program supports manufacturing technology adoption, tools and technologies for new product development and/or adoption of lean manufacturing practices. OAMP funding covers up to 50% of eligible project costs up to $150,000, with recipient companies contributing the remainder.